What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a really weird moment because I think T-Hack's ready to admit something that I've already admitted readily on this show.
It's time, I think, with this. Maybe I'm not as good of a father as I thought.
When you read this list, neither one of us.
I thought I was great. I thought I was doing great until I read this list, and I was like, "Wow."
But maybe you are a good father, and maybe I am a good father because
maybe
we
I am.
Do the
yeah.
other father.
Play
stuff.
The song. We're done. We'll count it. Never mind.
Oh, not that song.
Oh no!
Okay, there's a list of mental load tasks that men just sort of... I don't like stereotypes. I don't like saying all men are blank. All husbands are blank. All mm-hmm. fathers are blank. All women are blank. But this list hits so close to home that I'm like, oh God. And when I watched your face going down the list, it took me a while before I had to disagree.
Me too. Oh no. This is...
I honestly, like, looking at this list and knowing you guys, I don't see it.
Okay. This is stuff that we just assume women will take care of. I'm probably in the worst health of my own personal life right now because I'm not in a relationship. Because my wife would go, "Hey, you haven't had a physical. I made an appointment."
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you're
yeah.
like, oh, okay.
But this list is for kids, right?
So that's what I'm saying. It's the same with them. If I don't go get a physical for myself, do you think I give a flying F if my kid has had a physical or a dentist? I do care. I want it to happen, but I don't make that appointment. Like, the medical stuff is like...
Or like, how often are you supposed to... Like, you know, I don't know. Once in middle school, once when they graduate. I don't. You know.
I'll drive them to it. If it's on my calendar, but I didn't make the appointment.
If my wife gives me the address, I would drive them gladly.
Yes.
Really?
We have to be... Aaron, what are you talking about? You've been in relationships. I know you don't have kids and you haven't really dated a guy with kids, but we don't do that stuff. Like, more often than not, when you go on a date, who plans it?
I let the dude plan it.
You may be getting by with that right now because you're hinge bait, but like when you're...
Yeah, they're putting their best foot forward still. Yeah.
When you're dating someone, who plans the date?
It depends.
Don't lie.
It's genuinely been like 50-50.
Your last boyfriend, there's no way he planned a damn thing.
Yeah.
the guy, not one of the Hinge tossaways. I'm saying no, the like last big last relationship. One,
yeah.
He planned stuff.
Yes.
Lies. Lies!
It absolutely fizzled out towards the end, but like, okay. Yeah, he planned okay. stuff.
He did?
Yeah.
Wow. Married dudes don't do that. Especially when it comes to the health of their children.
No, I don't even know. Am I allowed to call the doctor? I always thought they don't want to hear from me. Like, they're like, just put your wife on the phone.
Exactly. They're like, what are you calling for? Which immunizations? You're like, I
don't. So then you say, I don't remember. Check your chart.
No, you go, you hand the phone to her.
Oh my God.
Because I don't even know my own. I don't think it's like a neglect of my children or anything. It's like, I don't think that way about my life or their life. I just don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't occur to me. I haven't gone to the doctor in forever because no one is telling me to.
Yeah. We have all told you
no,
to.
No, you haven't really. I mean, yeah, huh?
I've told you not to.
Yes, thank
and
you,
and you're Tia. Listening to him.
Yes, he's a fellow human. The other one is, the next one is paying attention to their mental health. Where you're, like, we're, like, if my daughter was sitting in the corner weeping, I'm going to go, oh, wow. Like, I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah, something's happening.
But, like.
No, you pay attention. You've come in and you've said stuff. You pay attention.
But only when it gets...
Yeah, I think you do too.
But only when the pendulum swings pretty far. Because like I remember being married and like sitting down, the kids have gone to bed and it's like, well, you heard what Noah said. And it's like,
Which one's Noah?
Show me a picture. It's like, no. I mean, the way he inflected when he was talking about football and you're like, what? Mm. I don't. Mm. What?
I must have been chewing at the time. Right? I don't know.
Like we don't do that.
Yeah, and my kids they're still very young, so the mental health thing hasn't quite like I haven't dealt with it as same with like a tween or a teenager yet. But I don't think I'm good at realizing the mood swings and stuff. I just see once it's gotten to that point where now he's yelling, I'm like, okay, now he's mad.
Right.
I don't see. But I don't see the build up.
With gross. Toddlers, it's a very quick.
It is, and with me. I can turn it on.
All right.
Here's my favorite thing. Erin, our little sister, is looking at us like I think we should probably stop talking about it.
Yeah, she's
because like you seem truly disappointed.
I'm surprised.
But why are you surprised? This is just who. I don't want to do the generalization, but this is just who men are because you allow it.
Yeah, but so do you consider? I don't want to call you a single parent because you have a solid co-parenting
right.
thing
right
now.
I'm a single parent
like,
when I have my kids, though.
Yeah, so I figured you would have stepped up to make the doctor's appointments. You've taken Noah on college visits.
Yeah.
You've done things.
But that's different than... So it's like... It's one of those weird things where I think my ex-wife sort of wanted me to step up.
Okay.
Once we got a divorce... It's like, well, now that this is going to get dark and we're going to have to come back to the list in a minute. No, it's one of the things when you're in the process of divorce, it's like, oh my God, I can't decide if women are going to hate me or understand what I'm saying. Should I just stop? Just stop.
Let's try it.
No. Okay.
You're coming from a good place.
Okay. I'm coming from a very honest place. Okay. So what I'm getting at with what happens between men and women with their kids is you don't make the doctor's appointments. You don't think about their mental health. But she doesn't ever think about the yard or she doesn't ever think about like the things that you do, mm-hmm. which I don't know what they are, but like the things that you do.
I could compile a list, maybe.
She'd probably have to start it. Okay. But so there's a give and a take. There's a yin and a yang. She does this, you do that. And mm-hmm. together you make a perfect couple. So when you get a divorce, I think she was like, well, you're on your own. It comes to the doctor's appointments and their mental health and all the things on this list that you suck at. But then you go to court and she's like, well, I've become accustomed to this lifestyle. I want this much money. And I'm of the mindset of like, okay, well, here's the money. But then I'm accustomed to the lifestyle of not giving an F about their doctor's appointments. So you should keep doing that. As long as I'm paying you.
To maintain the same lifestyle.
Then I get to maintain my same lifestyle of not knowing when their doctor's appointments are. Right? Or is that?
No, I understand. But I think you know, just as a parent, you should step up anyway.
Do you hear how disappointed she is?
I know.
What? We're not getting a divorce, Aaron. I mean,
no, we're not. It's okay.
Do we want to get to the rest of the list, or should we leave it alone?
There's a few more I have to okay. fess up. Yeah,
we'll do the rest of the list. Why Tiak and I are bad parents next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're in the middle of disappointing Aaron and exploring how crappy of a father both T-Hack and I are.
Well, and disappointing myself. I feel like I watch like sitcoms from the 90s a lot, and it's the old cliche of like, will you just take the kids? Like the wife wants to give the kid, and right. the husband's like, oh, I don't know what to do. And I'm always like, oh, that's so...
And then it's a full episode dedicated to like, the kids made a mess in the house.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's always like, that's so ridiculous. I take my kids out. I know what... Like, we don't live that way. And then I saw this list, and I'm a little closer to the 90s sitcom than I thought.
Well, I think we do the childlike things. We're really good at being one of them.
Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing the Legos.
Pushing the boundaries of like, you know, rub some dirt on it, get back up. And they're like, I think that with the bone sticking out, we should maybe... Yeah.
Call the doctor. Well, I don't know his number.
I don't know even what a doctor is. Yeah. So there's a whole list of things like medical stuff, paying attention to their mental health. There's almost nothing on the list that I'm good at.
I'm really good at remembering to ask my wife like, oh, do we have the diaper bag? When we're already leaving, like we're already in the car going.
Asking her, like.
Like, did we? I know. So it's like, I do remember, but I don't remember to grab it. And I always remember too late. She's always ahead of me. She's always like several steps ahead of me.
So then you're worthless.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah, that's what I'm. But I'm trying. I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to remember. I just don't.
Just
I never,
in case that one time. And yeah. they forget
that
it.
She does forget.
Yeah.
So you're, but you're the fail-safe when you're already back in the car.
I know. That's the problem.
Too late.
I don't remember. Well, I'm carrying the car seat and stuff, and I just don't think of it. That's what I'm saying. I'm worse than I realized.
Okay, let's blast through the list really fast. Tidying up. Do you do that?
I do. I'm better at that.
Do you do that unprompted?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Because I know that's very important to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we do it like once we put the kids down, we don't hang out. We don't chill until the house is at least tidied up.
You put the house back together, then you can like...
Because she's not able to sit and relax if there's like toys everywhere and stuff. She can't do it. I could easily do it.
So you're not a part of this one yet, but extracurriculars like sports and dance and lessons. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Do you think you're going to be? Because that's the only one I was good at.
The sport? Yeah. And I've done that. Like Leo's done basketball and stuff before, and I took him to it.
But who signed him up? It's Aaron. Like,
right. That's just, even discussed. It's just like, she just did it. And then I took him and it worked great.
Cause I don't know where to go. I'd like,
yeah.
Do I go to I-9 or do I go to NFL flag or ugh, just get it done and then I'll get them there. Just put it on my calendar with several alerts leading up to it, including travel time.
Just then like I take him to school, but I don't sign him up for school. I don't do any like the behind the scenes of paperwork, but I take him. So I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of it, but I don't think I'm really
a part
of it.
So do you know that she had to submit immunization records to get him into preschool? Do you know where the immunization records are? I'm only asking these things because I don't know the answer to them myself.
Mm-mm.
I know that Noah's...
I don't know where mine are either, though.
Yeah, but you're not doing anything that you require them. But your kid cannot go to preschool. Like, you have to have that.
Okay.
It's a yellow card.
I'll ask where
they
are.
Do you know where the yellow card is?
No, I've never seen a yellow card in my life. I'm sure he has one, though.
Of course he has one. So you're like, this is what I'm saying.
Well, where is it? Tell me.
I don't know.
Tell me.
I don't know where the yellow card is for my own children. Why would I know where yours is?
Good.
Do you think you'll pack lunches?
No. No.
Because he has half day. You don't need to pack
lunches. But it's going to happen.
He packed a snack. He would pack a snack and he would do it with mom. He would help, but she would do it. Because what am I going to pack him?
What would you pack? If you had to put something together right now, what would you put in there?
Probably like a McDonald's gift card.
Stop.
The
Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I feel like I have to do this PSA every once in a while for people. That's just what the radio station's for.
This is T-Hack talking.
Yeah, but the only PSA that I know that he does is about bikers. So
is this about that?
No, it's not. It's
so
a different
you have
one.
More than one cause that
yeah,
you're on.
Wow. Yeah, that I champ. That yeah. I champion.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're
anti-bike.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Which, by the way.
Oh wait, I think I know. Okay.
To my point of the bikes, we were up in the mountains recently. My family up in beautiful Keystone, Dillon, that kind of area. Beautiful trails. Go ride your bike there. It's where. What are you riding on Bellevue for?
Because they're going to work or something,
no,
Jail.
In their tights?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, where do you work then?
Because you change our when you
old,
get there.
Yeah, our old GM would do that.
He would ride his bike all the way back down to Steel Street. He lived at one Steel Street where Matsuhisa is in Cherry Creek, and he rode there from here. Now, from here to like, I don't know, Hamden-y, you got to be on roads, and somewhere down there you get on the Cherry Creek Trail.
Yeah.
Sort of that is the Platte or something.
You I think like, so.
Ride that's great. That part's great. That's great.
So what is he supposed to do between here and there?
I don't know.
Levitate? Like...
To find a different way to
the
ride.
Level?
I don't know. I think he could probably afford a car. I think he had one, right?
I'm going to give out...
That's not the point.
He wanted to be fit. And then he would change clothes when he got here.
Yeah.
So he had like Stitch Fix male clothes to him here.
Okay.
And then he would like come in and he'd put on his like linen suit.
So they're all like the folded and so he took them right out of the
No, because it was like, this is, oh my God. There's 20 things that we need to say right now. I've done this on the show before and I just want to say it one more time. Aaron, you may be able to help me. There's other people. I need somebody to dress me.
Mm-hmm.
I want new clothes. So I went on Stitch Fix. And did the thing, and I was like, tell us about your style, tell us about your height, your weight, you're like, what you like, or whatever. And I clicked, and they started showing me outfits, and it was all the clothes our old boss wore. And I'm like, we're not the same dude. You just suggest the same crap to everybody.
They were bike tights, right? And weird lying helmet.
Yes!
No!
I'm like, that's not me. So they only have one type of clothes. I need somebody to dress me for me, but I don't want to wear old guy clothes, but I also don't want to like...
What do you need? I don't even think you need to change. What do you? What
I
do you need
know.
To change?
Should
what
I
would you do different?
Like, you're wearing a graphic tee today, and it makes me a little jealous.
Does it
you're
really?
Like a Coors. Yeah, I think I can wear graphic tees, but
yeah.
I can see from here that thing is way too thick.
It's not.
It's a thick shirt.
No, it's not. It's
not.
Actually really thin.
It seems like something T-Hack would wear.
Oh no!
Because T-Hack wears these like you can basically make a tent.
Yeah.
Way thick.
Yeah, with a double C.
No, this is very thin.
Okay, yeah. I like it. I want it to like feel like you wash it twice, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing.
Okay.
I know that you have a PSA to get to.
None of this was my PSA.
But if it's anything as offensive as the bike thing, maybe you should just keep it to yourself. Because there's a lot of people. Colorado is one of the fittest states.
Mm-hmm.
Denver's one of the fittest cities. So there's a lot of people who listen to this show.
Yeah.
And
hold on, real quick, another tangent. We've gotten so many texts. It's like, let T-Hack tell his story. And
yeah, this is why I don't let him tell his
yeah,
story.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's going to tell a stupid story.
No, this PSA ties into Denver being very fit and everything.
Okay.
It's the PSA. I wonder if Aaron said she thinks it.
Yeah, I think I know what it is.
Okay. Do you want to guess? Do we let you guess first?
Is it about calling people out for not drinking? Yeah. Because I remember I stepped in and I was like, he doesn't drink. Stop asking.
Thank you. Thank you. PSA. Hey. Mind your business. Mind your own business. You don't.
We
know.
Were out.
You don't
for
know me.
Drinks.
You don't know me.
We were out for drinks.
You don't know me.
I
you don't know what I've been
like,
through. You don't know what coin might be in my pocket
dude,
or whatever.
I know, but you're on the Slacker Show, which I don't like the name of it. But you know what I'm saying. There is an assumption. No, I'm just saying when you're on the Slacker Show, what do people know me as?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, but I mean, like you, we're looking for somebody to sit in the chair that's right next to you, Aaron. You think we're gonna bring in a teetotaling? Like, I know we like HR wise, I gotta say sure, but like, come on, like I don't want
to
like.
Well, yeah, that's a perspective that we don't have here because I guess to be on the Slacker Show, you have to be an alcoholic.
No, that's where we're at right now.
You said
thank
it.
You, Aaron. No, thank you. And no, thank because you for, 'cause you did step in and thank you for that.
Because
I did.
As someone who has like waves with drinking, I totally understand because I've been asked that before too, and it's like, I just don't want to drink. End of story.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not a teetotaler. I'm not. I just don't really want to drink. And it's, so that should be good enough of an answer.
We were out for drinks. We were invited to a happy hour, and we were out for drinks.
And there's also food included in happy hour, right?
Right. But he wasn't even ordering food. But here's the thing. Right.
Which, everyone's up my butt about that, too, okay? Just mind your business, everyone. I'm locked in right now.
No,
I'm trying to not eat the fries.
No, you're not.
I literally ate the whole bowl of fries.
God, they were good.
They were so good.
But here's the problem. Like, I think the person who kept asking you to get a drink might have... I don't know how to say this. Like, two of our bosses were also attending this happy hour.
Yes.
They were, yeah.
And I think...
And they had drinks. Very unprofessional.
That's... Okay, that's exactly, that's exactly what I'm saying. Is I think that person who kept encouraging you to get a drink was like, dude, you don't have to worry that your boss is here. Like, I think it was from a loving angle and not a peer pressure angle.
Interesting. Because I honestly feel like this has been a change in me personally, because a few years ago I would have just had a drink, because I would it would have been easier, it would have been just to fit in all that stuff.
Just fit
even in. Even the server was like, I even offered him a non-alcoholic, and it's like, obviously that just means he wants water.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the server did great. She's like, we have a great non-alcoholic whatever, and I was like,
the mocktails.
I said,
oh, they have good. Great mocktails.
Yeah. I said, that's great to know, and she just kind of gave me okay.
Yeah.
And then she dropped it. I was like, okay, well, now you know, and you'll order if you want to or not.
It's just...
But I'm proud of myself, because a few years ago, I would have just given in to the peer pressure. But here's the thing. But now I'm not. I'm just like, I don't drink, so I don't drink. I'm not going to drink just because other people are drinking. Like, I'm old enough to not do that. I'm like trying
to
mature.
We're about to travel together. Are you going to drink when we're out at a bar there?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? Depends on the mood.
Oh. Are you going to drink, Aaron?
Here's the thing with drinking, okay. Right? So if I don't drink, everyone goes, oh, come on, just have one. Come on. So I deal with that. If I get a drink and then they come back for, hey, anyone want another one? No, one's enough for me. Then what does everyone say?
Come on.
Well, I only want. So it's like, I'm going to deal with it either way. I might as well just do what I want to do. And that's just, I don't really want to drink right now. Can we just leave it at that? That's my PSA. Mind your own business, everyone.
Dude, I don't know what to do.
I'm on his side, 100%.
When you say it like that, you're 100% right. There's no, I'm over here trying to like
peer
take
pressure?
You down. No, not, no.
Yeah.
Do you want a drink or not?
I didn't want a drink last night, but I had to.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I might be a boomer. I'm not a boomer. I'm definitely not. Age-wise, I'm not a boomer, but I might be a boomer. Because up until a few minutes ago, I've gotten texts from people that say chef's kiss, and I'm just like, I don't know what that... I didn't know.
Really?
What? Why would I know what that is?
What would you think it is? A chef doing the...
You think that's so...
Perfection. Yeah.
That's what chefs do.
Who in this room cooks?
Not
the people that know about chefs.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I've never done that. Abundanza. I've never done that. When I'm done with...
Well, we do.
Yeah. You never hit start on the microwave and given it a good...
So there's a bunch of words that this happens every year where they placate the stupid words that people are saying wrong, and then the dictionary goes, we'll just add it.
I know. I don't like it either. It's still wrong.
And it's also more often than not, they add phrases words.
Exactly. It's not, you can't, a definition. It's like Urban Dictionary is what that's for. Yeah. It's for slang.
Right.
Not just a real dictionary.
Right. So now chef's kiss, which is not a word.
No.
It's two words, is now in the dictionary.
Yeah.
And finally today, the boomer in the room. So you give me an example of when you would use it. Like, why, if we're texting, why would you chef's kiss me?
Well, it would not be about food. It would be something.
Why would I know what it means? What do you?
Because it means like, that was perfection. Like, if you were sassy to, I don't know, a coworker or something, and like your comeback was really good, just chef's kiss.
Do you actually say that?
You type chef's kiss.
But you, is there an emoji for it?
No. Well, there might, maybe, is there a hand one maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a chef emoji, definitely.
There is?
Yeah.
It would have to be a couple of them, but.
Yeah. Or you could use.
So it's like the eggplant water dripping thing.
Storytelling kind of thing.
It's different.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know that means something that's not a chef's kiss, unless I'm cooking. So when did that become a thing? Because I've cooked my whole life and I've never heard that.
I feel like I first really started to hear it during like peak COVID. Because that was when...
COVID invented chef's kiss?
It just during that time where it was like chaotic, everyone was stuck inside, there was Ratatouille the musical on TikTok, everyone was starting to get obsessed.
What are you talking about?
Do you not remember this?
There's no musical of Ratatouille.
There is on TikTok.
Hold on. So they just sang like...
They created their own songs.
Who's they?
I was going to say, what is there to sing? It's not a... They have to make it up. There's not a musical. They did?
So they made a musical.
Yes.
Of a chef rat.
Yeah. His name's Remy. Yes.
Yes. I love the movie. I love Patton Oswalt.
Well,
I think.
Treat him with respect.
I am, but I've never. So then, was Chef Kiss in the musical?
No.
Or was it just people reacting to it? They're like, Chef's Kiss.
It was that. Yeah.
Huh.
That's when I first picked up on it.
So you. Okay, no more you, Aaron. Okay, you, T.I.
No, don't do this.
Have you used it? Like, you looked at me like I'm dumb for not knowing what it is, but would you, a man, a husband, a father, have you like texted your hotel owning buddy who's like, hey, Raj, chef's kiss?
No, I don't think I've ever used it. I've heard it used. I don't know that it's ever been texted to me either.
But you don't say it out loud. You only text it. Like, to say chef's kiss would be dumb.
No, I've said it out loud.
See, it's just...
Don't you do it, though? Don't you just actually... I think I've actually done it. Mm. And then just
it's yeah, the thing you do with being like, I'm a ghoul.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you do both.
Hey, boom, man.
Yeah, and, just, but you also say, yeah, chef's
I'm
kiss.
I'm a danza.
No.
You, but you don't say chef's
you
kiss.
Do.
No, it's like somebody saying LOL. That you, if yeah. you were laughing, you yeah. would you would say LOL.
Yeah.
I
no one's saying it right now to this show, but like, or OMG. That used to drive me nuts.
Oh,
somebody
yeah,
says,
I don't like that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know how long it takes to say OMG? The exact same amount of time as to say, oh my God.
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
Yeah, it does.
One syllable each. OMG. Oh my God. The same amount of time. Don't abbreviate.
Okay. I agree. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Great point.
Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss.
I-Y-K-Y-K.
If you know, you know.
I know what it means, but why does that need to be in the dictionary? That's called an abbreviation.
Yeah, that's not a word. It's an abbreviate. Yeah, I agree.
And
great point.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing it.
Okay, last one, the ick.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
I've heard it.
I bet you have.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
It's other people's problems. We call it OPP, and I have no idea what's going on with this woman, but TAC has handpicked her from a list of candidates. What do we have?
Yes, Natalie is dealing with an absent husband, but does he have a good reason?
Okay, Natalie?
Yay!
What's happening? How can we make it worse?
So about a year ago, I encouraged my husband to take control of his health and get back in shape, because I had taken a whole year to myself for my own health to try to get back into shape, and I just, you know, kind of encouraged him to follow along and, you know, want to live long life, etc. So he did. He took my advice. He jumped in wholeheartedly, put his whole self into it, and he went to the gym, nutrition, the whole thing. So
cool.
Now...
Good.
He looks amazing. I mean, he looks phenomenal. So
that's awesome.
It is, and I'm thankful for that. But he's kind of taken it a little too far.
Oh, boy. What does that mean? Is he using roids? Is he tanning? Is he getting in competitions? What's taking it too far mean?
So he is not taking steroids, thankfully, that I know of. But he goes to the gym every day, and he stays for a long amount of time. So it's not just, it's not get in, get, you know, get your workout done, get out. He goes and stays for hours. And it's cutting into family time. We have kids, and I've talked to him about it, but he just, I don't know, he's not hearing me. I don't know what's going on. He, you know, is trying to get me to come to the gym with him. I really like to work out at home, because I'm not a big fan of the gym culture. So I just try not to go. We have equipment here enough for me, obviously not enough for him, because he needs to lift heavy. So I get going to the gym, but I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, he looks amazing, and I love.
So he literally followed your advice. You're happy, yet you're still finding a way to complain.
What the?
Not,
no.
Yeah, that's what could,
you want to summarize it a different way, Aaron?
He's gone too far. He's abandoning his family.
Yeah, it's a lot of nights he doesn't even make it home for dinner. He'll go to the gym straight from work, and he's there for 3 hours.
Okay. So, do you suspect something?
No, I really don't. I don't think anything.
Do you think he would invite her to go as a reverse psychology thing?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Because he knows she doesn't.
He
knows
she doesn't want to go?
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah.
But I also don't. I'm not saying I suspect anything. Look, am I in the fittest shape of my life right now? Not at all. But when I was, I started on an app called 8Fit or something. And I don't know why it was called 8Fit, because it wasn't 8-minute long things, but they were very short.
You know, it's bad if you don't even remember exactly what the app was called.
Well, I mean,
it's been a while.
I remember almost nothing was over 8 minutes long. You were doing Tabatas and hits and different things or whatever. And then once you start seeing results, 8 doesn't do it anymore. Now you gotta, 16. Now I was doing like four workouts in a row on eight. Mm. And then I was doing, then I started picking up Peloton app. And then I started doing, you know, and then I go to the rec center and run the track or whatever. And it's like, I can see if he's genuinely on a fitness journey, how it's not a 15 minute workout anymore. It's a couple hours. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I've heard that before, like the way that you really stay in shape is if you love the gym. It's not just like, I got to do this and then get it over with. It's like, I love being in the gym, and that's part of everything that comes with it. That's how you get
it has to get ingrained success. In
right,
you.
Yeah.
But,
well, I get all that. But again, we have children, we have a family, and I want him to be in shape. I just want him to strike a balance. If he wants to go to the gym after work, that's great. Get it done, whatever. But come home and eat dinner with us. It's to the point where he's choosing the gym over his family.
Well,
that's not okay.
Is he feeling like, well, what, go home and eat mac and cheese and, so, you know, like, that's not on my diet plan. I'm not going to see any gains.
We eat super healthy. And like I said, I had already gone through a health journey. I cook every night. I mean, I stay at home with the kids. Like, I have time to cook and make healthy meals. We're not putting crap on the table. We're not picking up dinner.
Those poor kids. they just want ice cream.
Right. we live in an ingredients house. That's what my kids say. They're like, there's nothing to eat here. We live in an ingredients house, meaning they have
that's
to,
a
know,
way
make
better
something.
Way to live. Yeah.
but
Let me jump in real quick, Natalie, with a phone number, 303-222-5423. I'm not trying to call you a liar, I promise, but I feel like...
You can't just say that with a but. Like,
yes, I can, because I think that there is an underlying suspicion that you have. If it's just him getting healthy, then you guys could sit down and go, honey, let's get more efficient in your gym time. Let's... You know, but I will also say this. That's the other thing that was a big part of my fitness experience. Like, an hour in the gym is probably 30 minutes of nothing. But that's on purpose. You can't just go bust out 10 chest flies and then do 10 more. You got to wait a minute or up to 5 minutes and then do it again. And then you build, stop, build, rest, build. Like, that's what you do. So when you reach a certain point, it just takes longer.
So should he quit his job, completely abandon his family, so he can spend all day at the gym to make sure he gets all of his rest time?
No, but hear me out.
And he's not a bodybuilder. I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I know the science behind it, but go in the morning, and then 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour after work. I mean, and like I said, we have tried to talk about it, and he just doesn't. He's not wanting to make the change.
But you don't think there's any hot trainers there that he's talking to? That's what I was alluding to before. It's like, I'm not saying that it's the only thing on your mind, but I feel like you're using words like abandoning and stuff. And I feel like
to be fair, I use that one. I don't know if Natalie did.
You're right. Well, I just lump you two into one one little unit over there.
He's got a great new physique now. Maybe he's getting more attention.
Obviously, that's crossed my mind because I know what the gym culture is like. That's why I don't go, because I don't want to be in that culture. I don't want guys looking at me or trying to talk. I'm not saying that they would, but do you know
but
what
your
I'm
husband's
saying?
One
I
of those guys.
That's a possibility. And I don't know. I don't know.
I know Aaron's going to throw something heavy at me, but this is sort of careful what you wish for. Like, oh, honey, I wish you were just got more fit. And guess what? It's like that. What's that stupid Brendan Fraser movie where
to like have a freaking affair with
no
the gym?
Such thing.
It's a terrible movie. It's Bedazzled. Where she just keeps granting his wishes, but she grants his wish and then she just does it all bad. It's like, no, I want to be more sensitive. And then she just makes him all like pimple face, like kind of weird, effeminate guitar player. He's like, no, I want to be more rugged. And then he's like too big and he's like got a small wee wee and like. It's just careful. Okay, sorry. Moral of the story is careful with you. Okay, Natalie, we're going to recount some our favorite Brendan Fraser movies, but we're going to hang on. We'll get advice for you. It's her fault.
No.
Yes, it is.
She was supporting him.
So a snowball crushes a village at the base of a mountain, and it's not the person who started the snowball at the top. It's not their fault. I started it, but like,
it's different because, no. Yes, you're starting a snowball at the top of a mountain. She's trying to lift her husband up, get him healthier.
But she started rolling the ball. And yeah, now that it's villages are being destroyed, but
if his hobby was like model airplanes or something, then it'd be a no-brainer, right? It'd be like, get home. You can't go to the convention every night for a couple hours. Like, get over it. But this is...
Stop being healthy. That's the request today.
It's not...
Or be just a little less healthy.
No, because...
Don't be that healthy.
Another thing that we didn't necessarily talk about, it could be like an obsession.
Right. And yeah. Being obsessed with your health.
You can go too far with it.
Or even if he's not flirting with other women or whatever, is he just avoiding his family?
Right.
Is he just avoiding just the responsibility?
You know, he's not coming home like chewing gum because he was actually at a bar. He's legit getting fit.
Right. His priorities are bad.
They're wrong. They're in the wrong order.
If he's going to live longer and watch his daughter walk down the aisle...
Okay, he's going to live longer, but he's not watching his daughter because he's not caring for her. No! Yeah,
he'll look great, though.
He'll look amazing. I don't think
the daughter wants that either.
She basically wants to know... She started her husband on a fitness journey, and now it's become a bit of an obsession. Can she stop it? Should she be allowed to stop it? I mean, he's missing dinner. So what? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Natalie. She wants her husband to die of a heart attack at an early age.
She just wants her husband back.
But she started him on the path. Like, I don't... She got him started on a fitness journey.
Mm-hmm.
And as happens with fitness... The better you get at it, the more you devote to it.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's pretty solely... He spends a few hours a day at the gym.
Yeah. And he's less devoted to her and the family. Yeah. There's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah, Slacker. Yeah. You started with one drink and...
Wow!
Now it takes you like seven.
Wow. I'm not missing dinner, obviously.
No, you just drink it.
Yeah, well, I'm still going. So she wants to know, how do I get him to... She's like, he's just spending way too much time on it. She understands the health benefits, but like...
Right,
for sure.
It's like, how do you tell someone to, hey, stop being so healthy?
Yeah, be less.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yai.
Yai. What do you think?
I think Natalie should embrace and celebrate all the progress that he's put in, because it takes a lot of work to become that ingrained and that dedicated. And I just feel like not too many people in this day and age will actually make time to do that for themselves. Or for their family.
But is it
for the family now if he's missing out on a lot with them?
I mean, if it's just dinner, then like, if it's all the time, I feel like that can be detrimental to the overall relationship of the family. But if it's like a dinner every now and again, I don't think that's too big of a deal.
I agree. Like, if... I've been with people who started to like get into running and they're all saying, wow, maybe I could cycle. You know what? I know how to swim. I'm going to do a triathlon. And you do a baby one. And you're like, well, if I can do a baby one, I can do it. And you can't tackle the next thing. Aaron, you ran the Colfax half, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't you want to run the whole thing?
No.
And after seeing her, I don't want to run the half. So she's inspiring everyone.
This room is literally the opposite of Natalie's house. But like, at a certain point, you should do what Brian's saying. It's like, be proud of your husband.
Oh, for sure.
And let him run. Let him become athletic.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like if to say it's just dinner, it's like, well, yeah, it's just dinner until your kids are grown up and then they're gone. And now you're going, I wish I could have just dinner with my kids again, but I can't. I was too busy getting shredded.
But if he dies of coronary heart disease because he stops working out.
Or he's going to die in a car crash on his way to the gym. Like, you can't use that as an argument.
I just did. Yeah,
the weights could be dangerous. That's why I stay away.
Dan?
Yay.
What do you think? Should this guy stop working out and become a slob, or can he continue on this path?
I mean, hey, man, props to you for working out. I've just thrown out there, it's not a spouse dream together of mine.
but I had a roommate who worked out so much, his biceps got too big where he couldn't put a phone to his head. He calmed down, slowed down the protein intake, that kind of thing, and literally within a couple months found his now wife and everything. So definitely.
Can he bend his arm yet?
Trying to focus. I think it slowed down enough that he'd actually focus and touch his ear. But
like his bicep was so big.
I'm trying to picture that.
He was just like, couldn't like get.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Wow. You touched my ear.
You work out so hard to like get dates and stuff, and then you can't even answer the phone when they call.
That's what Bluetooth is for. You don't need to tell. Who puts their phone to their ear?
Who puts an AirPod in if they can't get their phone to their ear?
Just put your AirPod on the counter and slam your face into it. Get over it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
So we started this thing called Normal or Nope. It's basically human behaviors that one of us kind of does or we think everybody does. And we're looking for validation.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, do you think it's normal to not abide by things when it says like change your toothbrush head every 3 weeks?
Oh,
or whatever?
Yeah, three weeks.
Yeah, totally
it's. I think
normal.
It's a month at a max.
What?
You're supposed to. You're only. Is what? It normal? Yes, it's a month, dude.
Okay.
Grotesque. How long? When was the last time you?
What year did I graduate?
Oh my God,
you don't.
No.
You don't get, like. That's why you like. Aaron and I for a while had the matching Quip toothbrushes.
I still use my Quip.
I you bounced.
Oh.
I went to the Oral-B spinny one.
Oh,
because I read something that it was better.
Okay. Wow,
I threw
no
away
loyalty.
Three Quips.
Mine broke too. I had Quip for a while too, and then it broke, and that's when I got off.
What you color either- did you have?
I had the black one, but not the all black. I had the white.
All black with white.
Still,
I had
yeah.
the all black.
Yeah, I know.
At the end.
Yep, you're better than me. Huh? I remember.
You guys are too aggressive
with them. At least Quip, once a month, you'd get a new thing.
Yeah, and the new batteries and everything.
Yes.
Which I always hated that because it's like, these batteries aren't dead yet. And then that's when I started getting in trouble too because then I wasn't changing the batteries at the same rate.
You are such
not
a hoarder.
Yet. I am a hoarder.
The reason you're changing is because it's going to die. You don't have to wait for it to die.
But there's still juice left in them. That,
so?
It wasn't for me. Now I have a rechargeable one, and I don't have to worry about the batteries.
And when was the last time you changed the head? I ask again, counselor.
When did I buy it?
Oh,
how
my
long
God.
Have I
That's so
quit?
Gross. No, I just went to Costco and bought like a 20-pack of Oral-B heads. And I might change it every day. I'm going to like wear new socks.
You don't need to do that.
Okay, well, I don't care. I'm just going to... So is it normal or nope to change your toothbrush head every month? You're a nope, is what you're saying.
I think it's... But I also think it's normal for people not to.
That's not normal.
No, it is. Because
that's like what people do.
You fall back and like you just don't remember when you changed it. You forget.
Yeah,
and then
all
of a sudden.
Like, and frayed. And like they put blue on it and then it's kind of gone. Like they make the color fade.
My
so you
toothbrush
like,
head never gets frayed. How aggressive
are
you?
You're supposed to.
Mine's frayed.
No.
I just look
Almost
at it and
instantly.
It frays.
What?
Because you're supposed to be shoving it into your gum line.
No, especially if you have an electric one. You're supposed to let the electric movement do it. You're not scrubbing at the same time. You're not making the movements.
I do both.
You're not supposed to.
Yes, you are.
You're not getting the max. You're not letting the toothbrush do its job.
She's just holding it there?
Yes.
No, that's stupid.
That's what you're supposed
you
to do.
You are so lazy. Move the toothbrush.
I'm not. That's what they say
no,
to do.
No, who's they? They don't say that.
The 4 out of 5
no,
dentists.
No, that's
that,
the that's gum.
Whatever.
No, I think you're wrong. I move it. I definitely
I
like, to, arr, arr, arr.
I do it too tight or too hard. I know I
yeah.
do. But that's yeah.
So okay, here's my okay. This was just the setup of normal or nope. I haven't gotten to today's normal or nope.
Mm.
And the reason I want to bring this up is I know at least one of you is going to get this wrong, and I want to give out the text line right now for anyone who wants to come at these unsanitary pieces of hell.
Oh, okay.
The text line is 51059. Normal or nope to not wash your hands after peeing when you're at home.
Normal.
Yeah, normal.
Not every time.
If you're aware,
there's
oh my
sometimes
God.
Where I'm in a rush and I only have time to let the dogs out, go to the bathroom and take off.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't wanna.
Okay, I'm gonna.
There's that too. Did you consider that?
Here's the thing. You almost get a pass, T-Hack, because I've made this argument before. As a guy, it is physically possible to tinkle without really getting any germs on you.
Sure.
Because you can, like, you're just touching your pants. You're just like, rawr. And you, like, make room, and you're like, rawr. And then you're like, psh. And then you're like,
we need a real visualization. No,
it's, like,
show us?
It's out, and it's like, and then it's like up, and you haven't touched anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, and if you foot, if you use your foot to flush, you've literally touched nothing in the bathroom.
Yeah, germ-free.
So there is no, what are you washing off?
Yeah, I don't, if I'm getting my hands dirtier, if anything, by washing them.
Okay, that's stupid.
I don't know. I'm trying to help you.
But like,
if you're not, you didn't get any, you didn't add any germs walking into the bathroom.
And the other reason you specifically get a pass is because you don't cook.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
So the condition of your hands means nothing to anybody.
I wash my hands before I cook.
I don't know, what if you're in a hurry? Oh. What if I gotta go stir the mac and cheese? No, that's not a metaphor. I mean, actual, like, stir. Like, you, so you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, God. Please text into 51059 and tell Aaron this is not normal.
I think it's totally normal. What?
It is. Yeah. It is, yes.
During COVID, you didn't wash your hands every time you walked by anything. You
just, COVID, I washed more for sure.
No, I didn't. No. I never got COVID either.
Oh my God, that's so true. Because you are COVID.
No,
I think you're patient zero.
I embrace the germs. My body's used to germs. Little germs here and there. It's a farm mentality.
Okay.
Rub some dirt on it.
But at Aaron's house, if you're over there and, like, if you're one of her hinge matches, one of her 10 billion.
I don't invite them over.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've just never seen you at the places that I go to, so it makes sense to me.
Tiak is over here. There's a quick tangent. You are so much more like your father than you realize.
Okay.
Because you just went accountant on me a second ago. You're like,
you know, it's a little known fact that Denver is one of the most expensive states to live in. We don't even make the top five in the most expensive.
Like, you're just a numbers nerd. It's in there. It's in
a little
you.
Bit. Yeah, I think it was just announced. I saw it on Instagram. I think Barstool Colorado or something had it. It's the fourth most expensive state to live in. Colorado.
Colorado is?
Mm-hmm. Fourth most. I don't know what one, two, and three
were. What's more expensive? New York, L.A.? Or I mean, New York, California.
Maybe like DC. I don't know. I didn't. I just saw that headline.
We made
that
fourth.
That were fourth. Yeah, which is out of 50, not great.
It is. Yeah. It is. Yeah. Like where you're there. From is probably like 49th.
Probably
because nobody wants to live in Iowa. Okay.
or date.
In Iowa. So you're saying?
Sorry, it goes California, Hawaii, Massachusetts, Colorado, Montana.
Oh.
Hawaii
is second.
And Massachusetts.
Massachusetts tied for second, and then Colorado and Montana tied for fourth.
Okay.
Montana as expensive?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It is now because like Yellowstone, like rich people love Montana. Like people are buying super spread out. It's kind of what happened like with Coeur d'Alene, Idaho or whatever. It's like Montana was just like farm country, and now it's like rich people country. It's like, I live out in the state. It's like, it's hard. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So being very expensive to live, you're saying it would stand to reason it would be very expensive to date here.
Yeah, I would think Denver would, if we're the fourth most expensive state, Denver's obviously the biggest city in Colorado. I would think.
But we didn't make the top five.
No, we didn't, which is surprising.
I would say this. I think it's very expensive to date here. And Aaron has umbrage with that statement. Like,
umbrage is a big word for it. I don't necessarily think so, but I don't think it's.
How is it cheap? Like, if you.
I am a cheap date. I admit that.
Okay.
That's probably where it is.
So if someone were to ask you out.
Yeah.
Do you make them make the plans?
Depends. Sometimes I'll make them. Sometimes we'll do a group thing.
A group thing?
Or not a group thing, but like a tag team. We both.
Do you like to do, where do you like to go on a date? Because like, I'm so new to this dating thing and I'm really bad at it.
Depends on the time of the year. But like Botanic Gardens, fun to just walk around.
Ooh, that's a good date. Yeah. I like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and take pictures and stuff. There's great backdrops and that's.
You're just getting to know somebody and you want to walk around?
Yeah, go on a hike. That's fun.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
A first date, you go hike.
Concert, first date.
Hold on. I got to go back to hike.
Okay.
Hi, Aaron. I'm attracted to you and you're attracted to me. I'd like you to join me in the wilderness. Yep. That doesn't feel like a red flag to you. It's like, I have this spot out by Byers where I've dug several holes about your size. What? How tall are you? Like, what? That's, you don't go on a hike.
You absolutely do.
You've gone on a hike.
Yes.
Because are you, you're on like a trip. There are other people kind of around and stuff,
like,
right?
Matthew Winters Park. Matthew's Winter Park.
Where's that?
Red Rocks.
Okay. Yeah. So you're just wait. Okay.
About like walking around the mall?
No.
Okay. I would do a couple laps.
90? Yeah,
no, I do get a pretzel. That'd be a good date.
What are you, 90?
Stop into a couple stores, right? We're still walking. We can go up and down the stairs. It's kind of like a hike.
The escalator?
Yeah.
I need your wife's number because I need to tell her that she can never leave you. If you came out here amongst the wild, you're a dead man. I'm already a dead man because I don't know how to do this. Since my divorce, I've dated people that I know.
Mm.
Does that sound weird? Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
So you already know what they would kind of like, or at least what their taste level is.
We just know each
stuff.
Other, so I don't have to get to know them.
Right.
I see.
But like to go on a date with somebody I don't know and to like, hey, I literally know nothing about you. Join me at the flowery place, like join me at the Botanic Gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like.
And we're going to take pictures?
Well,
I don't know you. I don't want a picture with you yet.
I did not say that part. Yeah, that was T-Hack.
She'll take pictures of me.
What?
Dude, my fit is fire, bro. Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
No, I would
think not a date.
If you don't know somebody, that's even more reason to do something where you can talk to them the whole time to get to know them.
And like, there's like some activity or whatever, so you don't have to worry about if there's going to be anything awkward or if you're going to run out of topics or whatever, because you're doing something.
So I've had a couple of dates set up through your app, and I've just not done them really. Because,
I'm sorry, my app?
Well, they're changing it from Hinge to Herringe. No, it's weird because like they don't want to go, oh God, how do I... They don't want to go to like a chain.
Oh.
Ooh.
Mm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, even if it's like Del Frisco's Grill in Cherry Creek, well, there's more than one Del Frisco, so no. You're like, what? Like,
that's
like, no, I want to go someplace like.
Yeah, all the pretzel places in the mall are chains.
What? They're all chains. No, I need to go to like, if somebody said, meet me at Applebee's, you'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah, let's go after 9. It's half price apps.
Yeah.
I shouldn't know that off the top of my head, but I do.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You what?
I think I was 27 when we moved here. I think.
I don't know why that just feels like so young or so long ago. I was just surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
So you're in your 30s.
I am, yes. My early to mid 30s.
Okay.
Early. I don't know.
I'm in my late 30s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Super late 30s. I don't want to, I'm not going to make this about me yet. There's like some interesting tidbits that I thought T-Hack, you and I could throw at the pup in the room who is not yet in her
30s. Yeah, mm-hmm. Still
on
in the 20s.
Last year of it.
It's like how things in your 30s are different than your 20s and maybe better, maybe worse. I personally don't see any difference in any, like,
really.
When I've had those milestone birthdays, you sit there and you go, oh, things are going to start happening to me now. And it's like, what's the... When you turned 25, did you go like, oh?
Well, no, it's not day of.
But I mean like, what changed? What has changed
in
your life?
Dude, I went to the casinos a couple weeks ago, didn't get carded. That's
Holy
the first time
what?
That that's ever happened.
What are you talking about? You look 10.
I know. And then I went to a different one and I got carded, but still, it was just the one. But
so, did you like it?
Yeah, I actually did.
Mm, okay.
Okay, there's one thing that might change. Here's the thing about trying to give you advice about aging.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron's the oldest person in this room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we should be looking at her for
maturity
advice.
Maturity-wise.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's got me lapped.
Yeah.
Right? Don't, I mean.
Yeah, definitely.
You are just a sort of a. Wait, this is just going to turn
go
into.
On, go on.
Oh, no.
You're sort of a curmudgeon already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am.
It's weird how much of a curmudgeon you already are.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That age? Is that moving to the suburbs? Is that having a lawn that people walk through sometimes? And we're like, what did it to me?
I don't know. Because you...
Or having kids and like arguing with a mini version of yourself.
He just adopted all of adulthood all at once.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, you are, or you used to be, T-Hack. Like world famous DJ, just
regional famous,
doing rails of cocaine off the butts of random strangers in downtown Iowa. And now you're just like mowing with a bucket hat on and like
yeah
sipping a Truly on the back porch.
Yeah, no shirt on, shorts up a little too high probably. Yeah, that's me.
What, you got fives on today?
Yeah.
Those fives?
Yeah, a little. Yeah. You gotta, you don't want to create a tan line that's too low. Come on.
Who's going to see
every person in their 30s knows that.
No, okay. So, like, what happened to you? What? Was it because you turned 30 or is it because of what Aaron said? Like, you got a house, you got.
I think it was a combination of all of it. I think the kids, definitely, when you have kids, then you just kind of, your fun and free time and stuff doesn't really.
It
doesn't matter
anymore.
Yeah, it's whatever they want to do. And so then you become more parent-y, I guess, in everyday life. Then you start seeing other people and you're like, oh, I can't believe that, you know, that decision's going to come back to haunt them.
Oh,
instead,
my God,
instead of being
you're
this...
not that guy. Are you that guy?
No, not really. I don't
know. He silently judges, for sure.
Silently, yeah.
Let me ask you this, because some of the things listed here are, do things ache more?
Like, yes. Yeah.
Do you make sounds when you get up and down?
No, I'm not there yet. But definitely when I go play basketball.
Here's the weird thing.
It takes a lot more.
Aaron does.
No, I don't.
My God, woman. The other day, I like. You guys, you don't know what it's like to be in a studio. Like, I can't wait till we're going to put cameras in there. And I just want them to run constantly. I don't even care if you catch me talking about weird, vile stuff. This woman sits here and all of a sudden she's like.
I stand the whole time.
Great. All of a sudden, she's like Richard Simmons over there doing weird movements, and I'm like, what is going on? Until you hear stalks of celery being just shattered.
That's different. It's like, I'm cracking my back. I thought you meant like the moaning and groaning when you
get
up.
Part of it, too.
I don't do that. Not yet. I'll go like, my back hurts, and then crack it. my hip.
I mean, you sit over there and hork down a handful of Oreos until your thing goes beep, beep, beep.
No.
Like, you're a 90-year-old woman over there.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised you don't get carded. You walk in with like the tennis balls on the walker. You're like, what casino carded you?
Monarch. Johnny Z's.
Oh, you went, what?
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't need to do the rest of this list. Yeah, you're 900 years old.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a man who destroyed living quarters just trying to say I love you.
Oh,
he meant it a lot then.
He really meant it.
I have a story. Think of the dumbest thing that could happen at a children's playground and then go a little dumber.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Germany.
Let's go.
Gutenberg. He was a 40-year-old man.
Say?
Gutenberg?
Oh.
Is that a real word? Is that good evening? Guten Morgen.
Good morning.
I don't know.
Gutenberg just, is the name of an actor, Steve Gutenberg.
Yeah, it's German,
in a lot
I think.
Of,
German.
All right.
Let it happen.
Well, we've run out of time.
There was a 40-year-old man in Germany. He had to be rescued by firefighters.
Firefighters, had to come get him. Here comes the fire truck.
He was hanging out at the local park.
Hold on, I'm stalling to get the sound effects up. There they go. Sorry, it was time.
The siren.
Here comes the sirens to the playground.
He was having a good time at the playground, tried to go down the children's slide.
Oh, so fun.
And he ended up getting stuck.
Oh, so fat.
He got wedged in the narrow tube.
Oh, I'm wedged.
He couldn't free himself. The firefighters had to dismantle part of the slide.
Oh, I have to dismantle.
To get him out.
That's so sad.
So not only was his day ruined, but the hundreds of children who were also at the playground
was there
who
like
now
a,
couldn't use the slide.
Was he like a cork? Was he like a Gustus Gloob? They were just a pile up of kids behind him.
Yeah. I don't know.
This, out, it was just like,
this is what I tell my son every time we're at the park. It's like, Poppy can't go down the slide. You just never know. And now it's actually happened. Oh,
no. All right. Well, my story is out of Germany as well.
Gutenberg.
Cabbage burger. Yeah. Yeah. It's called a runza in the United States.
It is. Thank you. Family shout out.
Oh my God, I saw a runza restaurant in Longmont.
Yeah.
I almost stopped to get a runza, but I was afraid to give me the runzas.
It's not the runza.
It's not a runza. My story is a man who wanted to tell his girlfriend, I love you. So he put out candles spelling the words, you set my heart on fire.
Aww.
Except that many candles together actually set the house on fire.
No.
Our love is burning hot.
Fire crews were trying to respond, but they were unable because they were sawing a big fat guy out of the...
No.
They were like, we got to get the fat guy out of the slide. So the house burned to the ground.
No.
But the fat guy got out.
Okay, well...
He still has a lot of love in his heart. Yeah.
What's going on in Germany?
Those were all the stupid people you find.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.